Hi dear friends, I'm Mrs. Nassim and Mrs. Termit. Thanks a lot for listening to me and thanks a lot for sharing your experience about this topic. As I noticed, both of you believe that persuasion is a talent, and more talented person can be successful in persuasion the other people. I agree with you, but in the beginning of this lesson, AJ speaks about his experience for sailing effortless English, and he says that at the first days that he introduced this method for teaching English to his students, some of them didn't believe him, and they told him that it doesn't work, and in fact AJ needed to persuade them, and he says that he wasn't a persuasive person, and he needed to learn some techniques for persuade them. So he studied some books about this topic, and he practiced and he learned how to convince the other people, how to convince his students to use from this technique for learning English. So, in fact, after listening to this lesson, I noticed that I have to practice persuasion because it's a great skill, and we need to have this skill if we want to be successful in our job or even in our life. You know, sometimes you need to persuade the other people in your job to do what you want, or to do to accept your idea about different topics. And in your life, sometimes, for example, for upbringing your children, you need to speak with them with 100% certainty. And this is something that in most books about upbringing children, you can see and you can learn. In fact, all of them share this common idea that you have to have 100% when you want your children to do something. And if your children feel your doubt, they don't believe you, and maybe they don't listen to you, and they don't do that what you want. So that's it. Thanks a lot for listening to me, and bye for now.